I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rod Smith is the running back. It's first and goal just outside the 10. And the play fake and a bootleg to the right. And Prescott pumps. He's got the 5. He dives for the goal line. Touchdown, Prescott.
Hey, there's a positive, and then it was all downhill from there. Cowboys get embarrassed yesterday in Atlanta, 27-7. It's Sean and RJ on the Cowboys Monday with your calls and texts at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. There's a story coming out that other NFL owners could try to take the Cowboys away from Jerry Jones. We'll get to that in just a second. The Cowboys have 8 All-Pro players on their roster. With Sean Lee missing, that took away 3 of them. So 3 of the 8 gone. And all the Sean Lee stats are out there with him and without him. And, of course, he was gone with a hamstring injury. How serious is this going to be? With him, the defense gave up 80 rushing yards a game. Without him, 164. With him, they gave up 18 points a game. Without him, 35. With him, the record is 1 loss. Without, now 0-3. And I count yesterday without since he left so early in the game. And then you get to the money that Adrian Claiborne made yesterday with all of his 6 sacks. That triggered an incentive bonus. And that was just 1.5 less than Claiborne's previous career high for an entire season. Dontari Poe called it video game-like. But he's triggered all these incentives in winning NFC Defensive Player of the Week, no doubt about it, against Chaz Green.
This fool is going to buy a house based on the amount of sacks he had yesterday, the bonus money he gets off it.
Yes.
That is remarkable.
He triggered a $250,000 incentive bonus.
Mm.
$250,000, just like that. All right, we'll get to this Jerry story in just a second, but it is 105.3 The Fan, so this is your chance to vent today. Just get it off your chest with Star Up, Star Down. Mike in Fort Worth. Mike, you're live with Sean and RJ. Go ahead, buddy. Mikey. Lost him.
Mikey.
Go ahead, call back. Chris in Forney. Chris, you're live on The Fan.
Hey, guys. Thank you for my call. You all appreciate it.
Yeah, bro.
Man, I don't know what we're even doing, even considering leaving the Star Up as an option, to be honest with you. The only Star Up I had was the end of the damn game. Yesterday, from beginning to end, it was frustrating, specifically on the defensive side of the ball. Sean Lee is a spark plug, man. You've got to have a spark plug for each side of the ball. There was no other spark plug, man. You got Oscar the couch there walking around pissed off instead of doing his job. You have no other direction over there. You got everybody making excuses. Instead of making excuses, man, find a fire within yourself. Take some pride in the fact that you're a Dallas Cowboy, for God's sake. And, you know, kick somebody in the mouth, man. Play defense and take some pride in your position and take some pride in your fan base. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else out there in the NFL is taking pride in what they do. And Dallas is continuously just getting pushed around. Well, I guess we had a bad week. Screw that, man. Get fired up about something and take some pride in what you stand for.
Good call, Chris. Sounded a little bit like Corey Majors right there. Mm. 2 other mini star-ups that I had. I had to give one to Anthony Hitchens. I thought this was going to be the Cowboys' day when he knocked out Devontae Freeman. Hitchens brings the hammer. He does. And then that was a cool play by Xavier Woods with the pick. That was a good hustle down
play. It was a great play.
And I gave a star-up to Chris Jones. I'm not trying to be sarcastic. Chris Jones had a punt land at the 2, had another one that should have been fielded better on special teams, and then had what should have been a completion to Bryce Butler. Everything else is a star down.
No, everything else is. And, you know, for crying out loud, Anthony Brown was getting murdered on Twitter last night.
Yes.
You know, and as the game wore on, he got progressively worse. I mean, he did make a nice play on the Xavier Woods interception. I mean, he did break up that play.
Yep.
So that was a really nice play by Anthony. But for the most part, You know, he didn't play a very good game.
Uh-oh.
The entire team start to finish. You know, it's a team loss. Let's be real.
Justin in Dallas has a nickname for Sean Lee. Justin, you're live on Sean and RJ. Go ahead.
Man, are you talking about Glass Joe? Seriously, come on, guy.
Glass
this
Joe.
This guy needs to be wrapped in bubble wrap, take two wheatgrass shots, and maybe this is the only star of is that Jerry had a correct way of doing this, not even to how many games he could play. Secondly, let's go over the receiving core. I don't know if y'all saw this. Who's doing a receiving core? Hamstring himself. Miles Austin. Are you kidding me on that one? Is that the only thing we can get? Miles Austin helping the receiving core. And then last, Dak, you were saved by a couple of missed opportunities on the interception. A couple of helped out on the penalties. A couple of them were dropped, so you're not scathed on that one. And then fourth, let's say I could probably come up there and start and help out. Oh, Chaz Green, maybe, you know, help him out. That's it.
Thanks for the call. Cole Beasley had 2 catches for 23 yards. Bryce had 1 for 30. And Terrence had 1 for 9. Dez, 4 for 39. I felt like all that was in the first half.
That was all the first drive.
Witten ended up with 7 for 59. I don't even remember those catches. It must have been a lot of garbage time stuff.
They were all 3 yard across the middle where he's running out of bounds.
Yeah.
It's about what they all were.
Yeah. And look, it's hard. We'll get into this more tomorrow, the Dak narrative, you know. A narrative is going to be, well, this shows Dak Prescott can't carry the offense. Well, he didn't have time to breathe, right? He didn't have time to sit there. I don't have enough time to let RJ vent for 7 minutes about defending Dak, but we will.
I don't feel like I have to. Like, I don't feel like I have to today. I don't know what you want. Like, name me the quarterback that wins that game with that kind of pressure.
You would need like Mike Vick, but you need Mike Vick not to get hurt while running around nonstop.
Yeah.
It would have to be some type of superhuman video game QB rushing performance.
Yeah. I mean, Brady would have looked inept in that game.
Oh.
Romo would have died on the field. Aaron Rodgers. Okay, maybe Rodgers.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean,
Aaron Rodgers doesn't run around. Look, it would have taken Mike Vick. Don't ever put Aaron Rodgers, not talking to you, but I've heard this in the past. Don't ever put Aaron Rodgers in the same athletic category as Michael Vick. And don't put Lamar Jackson there either.
No, and look what would have happened to some of the all-time greats that we've seen over the last several years. Look at what happens when they get sacked 6 times.
Yeah.
They ain't winning that game either.
6? 8?
By one player.
Oh.
Yeah.
8?
Yeah.
What you talking about?
They almost sacked as many times as the Jaguars sacked team this year.
Chad in Greenville. Chad, you're live with Sean and RJ. Star up, star down, brother.
Hey, man. Star up for Dak. Not a big Cowboys fan, to be honest, and I was against Dak last year just thinking Zeke carried him, but the man has done his job and hasn't really given the ball away. It's hard to throw when you don't have a receiving corps that can catch. And then star down would go to Jeff Heath. I mean, in zone coverage, he can kind of stay with some people, but in man, he just loses everybody.
Thanks for the call, Chad. All right, you can continue to vent throughout the entire day on 105.3 The Fan. And again, the season's about the timeline now, guys. It is about the timeline of Tyron and Sean Lee because Philadelphia is coming here for Sunday Night Football. All right, Mike Florio sent me this last night. As I was getting ready to go to sleep or fall asleep while watching New England blow out Denver, NFL owners are starting to look through the CBA to figure out if they can push out Jerry Jones as the owner of his own football team.
Yes, this would be Article 8.
Oh, there's another article besides 46?
Yes. Article VIII. I think that's 8.
Yes.
Of the NFL's Constitution and Bylaws, Section 8.13 authorizes the commissioner to determine that an owner has, quote, been or is guilty of conduct detrimental to the welfare of the league or professional football.
God, no.
If the commissioner believes the available sanction, a $500,000 fine, is not adequate or sufficient, he may refer to the issue of the NFL's executive committee, which has the power to compel, quote, cancellation or forfeiture of the franchise in the league of any member club involved or implicated with a directive to sell the team. Essentially what Adam Silver did to Donald Sterling. Kind of in the same ballpark
yeah.
of what Adam Silver did.
And you know the background on this, Jerry against Goodell, Jerry against the league, and now Jerry against Arthur Blank. The two of them reportedly did not shake hands or communicate yesterday, as Jerry usually does with every single owner before a game. And this comes from Peter King. On this NFL owner conference call where Jerry's like, I'm willing to sue you guys. I'm gonna sue the league. Like, John Mara, the Giants owner, said, wait, are you telling us that you're going to bring litigation against us? And Jerry's like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
And you see Bob Kraft, too. Real quick, one more thing. They're saying this all, the primary affront from these owners on this comes from the belief among the other owners that Jerry instigated Papa John's CEO to disparage the NFL, blaming leadership for ratings decline and a reduction in Papa John's revenue. And then when you go to the Peter King article, Bob Kraft says, we got nailed for some BS. Fined $1 million. Our quarterback was suspended for a quarter of the season. We forfeited a first and a fourth, and I took it because it was best for the league. And he says, and you need to take it here.
Yep. And Arthur Blank, well, Peter King said when Jerry told him he's prepared to file litigation, the owners were shocked and disappointed. And Arthur Blank said, we have differences, Jerry, but this is not the way we resolve them. This is not the way we do things in the NFL. And others were emotional, angry, in disbelief. And Arthur Blank, like, kicked Jerry unofficially off of the committee to help decide Roger Goodell's next contract. So yesterday, there was a cold. There was a big ice cube between the two of them. And then ESPN reported with Goodell's contract demands, he wants $50 million annually, the lifetime use of a private jet, and then lifetime insurance for his family. Those are the Roger Goodell contract demands. One owner said, quote, that number for Roger just seems too much. It's offensive. It's unseemly. Roger is defiant. He's not going to resign. He's not going to take a pay cut. So that's the latest with the owners and Jerry fighting. Zeke is leaving the country. According to the Ian Rapp report, he is rolling out somewhere, undisclosed location, parts unknown. And he is apparently going to try to get in really, really good shape and escape some of the madness. So these are the off-the-field storylines with America's team.
Yeah, and you know, in one of Peter King's articles, he refutes that report about Goodell's contract demands, saying that that ESPN report came out after the Peter King article. So I wonder who leaked that, because if you look at Peter King's article that he wrote yesterday, he said, quote, months ago when the compensation committee was working to extend his contract, Goodell made an unexpected offer. Two sources tell MMQB he said he would give up the vast majority of guaranteed money in his next contract because he knew some owners had become uncomfortable. He was willing to bet on himself, and he would take $4 million a year and then an average of $25 million in guaranteed bonuses in a rolling three-year period, approximately $75 million in bonuses, which would, you know, and if he reached them all, 88% of his income would come from bonuses, more than 88%. And that would help. That would help kind of alleviate the bad blood.
I thought you were going to break into T. Swift there.
Oh, I was never. I was one of, that's an overrated song of hers.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of bad blood. Okay. I don't know. I just don't like the beat.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.